world in general. Every year, there's one idiot who thinks robbing kids on the first day of school is the perfect crime. Every year, they get caught. I'm sorry you two were unlucky enough to see it. The genius and I exchanged amused smirks. Unlucky wasn't the word I would use. That silent, ruthless heroine had been mourning Dove, and you could not get more famous or more undead. We'd enjoyed front row seats to the ultimate curb stomping of petty evil. I filed onto the bus, found an open spot, and spent the long trip staring out the window. There was no point making a splashy entrance on the bus. Nobody would remember it. When we arrived, Upper High looked normal. I filed off the air-conditioned bus into the September heat. The high school loomed, a big, curvy H-shape in two tall floors of red brick. Across the street, it faced Northwest Hollywood Middle, a more squat building in multiple colors. I joined the crowd of children filing up Upper High's multiple sets of stairs and into the building. Homeroom 111. That wouldn't be hard to find. As I followed the numbers, I scanned my new schoolmates. Most were taller than me, but I was a freshman. That was expected. Other than that, they didn't look much different from my middle school. A few kids had weird hair colors like mine, but they weren't flaunting the powers that came with that. Maybe an unusually high proportion of cute boys. Oh! Sparks crept through a blonde girl in a hurry's hair. I passed a boy with a ground sloth's worth of claws having trouble with his backpack. That's more like it. Room 111 loomed like an iceberg from the obscuring fog of students. I went in and took a seat near the front. Posters in a number of different languages and even alphabets advertised what was taught in this room. Leaning against his desk, the studiously casual teacher greeted,
"Welcome to Upper High, new students. I'm Mr. Carlisle. We won't be spending much time together, but I should still get to know who is who. When I call your name, raise your hand and say, 'Here,' and I'll give you your schedule."
He did just that, and with every student, he made a mental note on a pad. Finally, he got to,
"Magenta Slade,"
and I lifted my hand. He passed me a crisp official card with formal school lettering. This was it. This was my moment I learned my destiny at LA's School for the Children of Superheroes and Supervillains. Advanced English 1, Advanced Chemistry 1, Advanced Latin 1, Lunch, Advanced Social Science 1, Algebra 2. My mouth fell open. Numbness crept over me. This was a perfectly normal high school, teaching perfectly normal subjects. Nothing about using your powers, fighting, any of that. Ugh, wait, an advanced chemistry? No, 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 no! I couldn't pass that! All of this, and a class I would fail in my first semester? A bell rang and I trudged through the halls in a daze to English class. Nothing got any more supery. The teacher took roll again, then started to tell us course objectives. We would start with reading comprehension. Sure, I'd ace that. Recovering a little, I tried to look around. I could at least make a good impression to my fellow students, right? But they also looked so normal. The bell rang again. Somehow, English class was already over. My heart tightened. And I don't know why I didn't trip over someone on the way to chemistry. The chemistry teacher took roll as I sat in increasingly paralyzed shock, then rolled down an ancient plastic scroll over the blackboard to reveal,
"We'll dive right into the periodic table today."
I stared up in horror at that gobbledygook pile of squares and numbers. Numbers! The periodic table was insane! Who cared how much an element weighed? This was like trying to paint by looking at spectroanalysis of the pigments. An alchemist cared about their properties and how the real materials in front of you interact. I was going to fail. I was going to look like an idiot on day one. Forcing myself to breathe, I tried to force my